సో సోర్సెస్ ఆఫ్ రిక్రూట్మెంట్ వి సా ఇంటర్నల్ ఎక్స్టర్నల్ ఇంటర్నల్ ఇస్ మేజర్లీ ఫర్ ప్రమోషన్ అండ్ ట్రాన్స్ఫర్ వెరస్ వీ హవ్ గట్ సర్టన్ ఎక్స్టర్నల్ సోర్సెస్ ఆఫ్ రిక్రూట్మెంట్ విచ్ టేక్స్ ప్లేస్ అవుట్ సైడ్ ద కంపెనీ టు నేమ్ అ ఫ్యూ ఆఫ్ దెమ్ ఆర్ రదర్ జస్ట్ రీడ్ అవుట్ ఆల్ దీస్ నేమ్స్ వీ హవ్ గట్ లీజింగ్ ఫీల్డ్ ట్రిప్స్ జాబర్స్ అండ్ కాంట్రాక్టర్స్ అన్సాలిసిటెడ్ అప్లికేషన్స్ వెయిటింగ్ లిస్ట్ ఎడ్యుకేషన్ ఇన్స్టిట్యూషన్స్ పర్సనల్ కన్సల్టెంట్స్ ఎంప్లాయ్మెంట్ ఎక్స్చేంజ్ గేట్ అప్లికెంట్స్ రికమెండేషన్స్ అడ్వర్టైజ్మెంట్స్ వాక్ ఇన్ ఇంటర్వ్యూస్ సో దీస్ ఆర్ ఆల్ ఎక్స్టర్నల్ సోర్సెస్ ఆఫ్ రిక్రూట్మెంట్ విచ్ ఆల్సో సర్చెస్ ఫర్ రైట్ పర్సన్ ఫర్ ద రైట్ జాబ్ ఆర్ యూ కెన్ సే సర్చింగ్ ఫర్ ది ఎంప్లాయ్ టు నేమ్ ఎక్స్ప్లెయిన్ ఫ్యూ ఆఫ్ దెమ్ లైక్ వన్ ఇస్ లీజింగ్ వాట్ ఈస్ లీజింగ్ హియర్ ది కంపెనీస్ ఎంప్లాయ్ ఈస్ బిన్ రిక్రూటెడ్ విత్ ద పర్పస్ దట్ హీస్ ఓవర్ హియర్ ఫార్ మేబీ లీవ్ ఐ మీన్ ఫార్ అ పర్టికులర్ 3 months లీవ్ ద ఎంప్లాయ్ వాజ్ వర్కింగ్ షీఈస్ అ ఫీమేల్ అండ్ షీ ఈస్ బిన్ బ్లెస్ విత్ ఆర్ షీ ఈస్ ఎక్స్పెక్టింగ్ సో ఫర్ దాట్ పర్పస్ షీ ఈస్ గోయింగ్ ఫర్ అ లీవ్ ఫర్ 6 months సో ఫర్ 6 months దే వాంట్ పర్సన్ టు కమ్ అండ్ వర్క్ అండ్ దెన్ జస్ట్ మూవ్ అవుట్ దట్ ఈస్ ఫార్ మెటర్నిటీ లీవ్ ద ఎంప్లాయ్ వాంట్స్ టు టేక్ అ లీవ్ సో దట్ ఎంప్లాయ్ ఇస్ నాట్ బిన్ రిమూవ్డ్ బట్ ఇట్ ఈస్ గోయింగ్ ఫర్ హాలిడే ఫర్ 6 months దట్ కైండ్ ఆఫ్ రిక్రూట్మెంట్ వుడ్ బి నోన్ యాస్ లీజింగ్ సో లీజింగ్ ఈస్ బేసికలీ ఫర్ టెంపరీ టాస్క్ ఫీల్డ్ ట్రిప్స్ ఇస్ అ యూనిక్ కైండ్ ఆఫ్ ఇన్ రిక్రూట్మెంట్ ప్రొసెస్ రిక్రూట్మెంట్ కాన్సెప్ట్ వెరీ ది HR టీమ్ ఆర్ యూ కెన్ సే ద రిక్రూట్మెంట్ టీమ్ గోస్ టు డిఫరెంట్ సిటీస్ ద సర్చ్ ఓవర్ దేర్ ఫర్ న్యూ ఎంప్లాయీస్ గెట్ దెమ్ అండర్స్టూడ్ ఇన్ ద ఫ్రేమ్ ఆఫ్ మైండ్ అండ్ దెన్ సెలెక్ట్ అండ్ బ్రింగ్ ఇట్ ఓవర్ దేర్ ఫార్ మోర్ గ్రిల్లింగ్ ఆర్ మోర్ షార్ట్ లిస్టింగ్ బిజినెస్ ఫీల్డ్ ట్రిప్స్ దెన్ వీ హ్యావ్ గాట్ సమ్ టైమ్స్ జాబర్స్ అండ్ కాంట్రాక్టర్స్ అపాయింట్ ఫర్ అ స్పెసిఫిక్ పీరియడ్ వర్క్ డన్ దే ఆర్ రిమూవ్డ్ దెన్ అన్సాలిసిటెడ్ అప్లికేషన్స్ వీ హావ్ గివెన్ అప్లికేషన్స్ నౌ వీఆర్ ఇన్ సర్చింగ్ ఆఫ్ ఇట్ ఇట్ జస్ట్ గోన్ త్రూ దస్ documents, papers or mails who have been not been considered as they want to work it, but the company had kept it on hold. Now they have been selected or they have been searched for it. Waiting list, some candidates are selected but are kept on hold because there was no need for it. So that is where they take waiting list. We have got wonderful junk of people where we see maximum recruitment takes place through education institutions or colleges where fresh talent year on year basis are being pushed in the system, so that is where they get the people. Personal consultants, we have got a lot of consultants who get in huge amount of employment or selection of people. There are a lot of employment exchanges which are working as consultants these days who helps the companies to get in people. Then there are gate applicants. Gate applicants are those kind of people who are in search of a job. They move from the companies to companies, knock the door, leave their resume or CVs. If they have got any kind of requirement, they may sit in for interview. If not, they'll just move out. Then recommendations, which is via someone's call or someone's information. Advertisements via newspaper and walk-ins. Walk-in interviews are those group of people who are invited anytime in a given specific period of month. They walk in, they give their interviews. If selected, go ahead. If not, they leave and move ahead. Those are walk-ins. So these are few quick understanding of recruiting or selecting the right person for right job, either via internal or external. Which is the best if someone asks? It depends what is the purpose, objective of the business, where the company wants to grow, and accordingly it will taken up ahead. So the advantage of recruitment by external sources is what? Choice. Company gets a lot of choice which they want to select upon. So a company recruits a person out of the large number of applications. So he will be selected out of lot of numbers of employees in the system. The plus and minus points of each and every candidate is taken into consideration and the best candidate is selected for the requirement of the business. Next is new outlook. New thought process is brought in. A new approach of recruited employee may solve some existing problems which will give benefits to the company. So the employees existing would have never thought from that thought process game plan. But over here they have now thought across. So new person, new outlook, new mindset, fresh approach always does the game. Wide experience, the recruited new employee has experience in various fields, but this the company gets the benefit of that. So by this the company gets the understanding and that this is the best employee because he has got wide experience and exposure, the company can inculcate the same in the system. Disadvantages of recruitment of external resources, the first and the foremost is what? May have a grudge against newly recruited employee. Say existing employees would always find that I will not cooperate with this new one because he is not more deserving than me, as I was more experienced. I have worked in the company for last 10 years and he comes now in the system suddenly from outside and sits above me. So he has always got a grudge. So he tries to show dissent or show a lot of personal disinterest and tries to do such kind of things. Lack of cooperation by the existing employees. Recruitment of a person from outside is expensive because you will involve a lot of money by appointing in the agencies, etc. things. If new person fails to adjust himself to the working conditions of the company, it causes irritation and difference of opinions between the recruited person and the existing staff members. So if the new person is recruited, does not easily gels around, does not connect to the existing employees, then it is going to create a big amount of havoc trying to raise the people's expectation in the system. So these are few disadvantages if you recruit by the external sources. Now let us see how the selection process will take place. Selection process has got some 6-7 steps, starting first of all receiving and screening the applications. So once the employee who wants to get recruited, selection process before it starts, he gets the application that these are the employees who are interested or who wants to join this company. Next is initial interview to know if the candidate is physical and mentally fit for the job. So initially they'll be just checking, discussing, reviewing, is he capable enough to work for such kind of company. Next is blank application. Now company would have a blank application or a data sheet as per company's norms and format, so that will be filled in across in a specific format to get answers for queries from the candidates. So blank application will take place, and from blank application we will go to checking references. Between these are the tools which are used under the blank application. So with the blank application, when data is filled in, what they check, this blank application acts as an urgent test device. For shy candidates who are unable to express themselves but they have a lot of knowledge, this application can show some words. It helps to build trust. Basis for final interview. So this can be blank application by the company which they collect from the company employee who want to work over here. It acts as a final base for interview, and it is also help to preparing waiting list, that who should be shortlist and who should be select. So after this blank application, this task is done. Next is checking references, that is calling up and checking that is this employee or is this prospective employee, how is his nature, will he be able to work, is he a team member or is he not a team member. Test and interview will take place over here. Based upon that he will be recruited. So there are a lot of tests involved in the system and accordingly it will go ahead. So test and interview will take place. After test and interview, next will be this final selection. So finally he is selected based upon his aptitude test and interview. After final selection is done, he is checked medically, that is he fit enough for doing this kind of task which the company requires. Placement is done, and then comes the orientation or induction program, which we call it as. So orientation is more about providing the information regarding the organization, what company does, what is company's vision, what is your vision, are they about matching, how the company should perform, what company should not perform, where company objectives are there, what company's clients are there, what are the company's products. So everything about what the company is all about, ins and outs, is given in the orientation program. So this is how a selection of an employee with these 6-7 steps is carried out for upliftment of the company's requirement, as they might expect in future new project is coming up. So quickly recapping the same: first receive applications, initial interview, blank application, after that we will check the reference, tests and interview will be conducted, then selection, next is medically examination will be checked out, placements, and then finally orientation, so that he is now in the system, he moves ahead, and HR manager now moves on to the next group of people to be recruited in the system. Now there are two types of tests also conducted over a period of time to check whether the employee is really strong enough to work in the system or not. First is proficiency test and second is aptitude test. Proficiency test is to check, is the employee proficient, or you can say knowledgeful enough to work in the process, what is he going to work upon. Like for example, if I have been applying for a data entry job, so proficiency test would be to check out, is my typing speed good enough, that would be proficiency test. And aptitude test is more about to check my mindset, that if any kind of pressure has been built up, will I be able to give the output or not, that is known as aptitude test. So proficiency, we have a temperament test, achievement test, and interest test. Temperament to see the mindset, achievement will or to check, is this prospective employee able to achieve what the company wants and interest. Is he really having interest in this kind of work, or he's just doing for the force or because he's in need of money? So what is there? It is interest test. Intelligence test is more about checking his mindset and aptitude. Personality test is to check, is he having that capability or mindset to work. Situational test to just see that in given situation, how is he performing. Judgment test to check the judgment of that employee, that when the problems come in, crisis come in, how is he able to judge. Maybe this would be not always in crisis, but seeing the decision making power, if three things are given, what he selects and which way he gives the output is more about judgment. Efficiency test is more that how efficiently or how great he is able to give the output is known as efficiency test. So these are few tests which be conducted by the employee to see how the employee can perform his task. So test's advantage is that it helps the employer to find whether a candidate is really fit for the job. Is he having the capabilities and abilities or competencies? Tests help in checking candidate's claims in respect of his qualification, experience, etc. So what is his qualification? What is his experience? Does he have that kind of mindset to do the work? Tests avoid the scope of personal preference of a particular candidate. So personal preference, I personally prefer doing this, has been eliminated. Standards of job performance can be established with the help of tests. So what performance level the employee needs to function and focus is basically established with the help of tests. That is, how is he capable enough or not. Labor turnover can also be reduced with the different kinds of tests which has been conducted. So labor turnover, which means what, that the employee is leaving and moving out, is slowly and steadily reduced. So after the different types of tests, interview, how it takes place. So again, there are 5-6 steps involved in it. First is, while we do interview, we will first review the background information such as bio data, maybe resume, CV as it is applied, as the concept is applicable and the job for which he has applied. So reviewing the background. Next is preparation of questions in the area in which applicant is interested. The questions are asked in an understandable way one by one. So they'll interact, check how is he capable enough, what kind of work he can do and what kind of work he cannot do. Putting the applicant at ease, that finally in the interview he'll be put at ease, that you ease down, relax and accordingly do the transaction. Drawing out the best applicant, who is the best applicant for what kind of task, and finally concluding the interview. So then concluding the interview, saying that is he capable enough or not capable enough, is what the interview will be taken up, and that is how the interview process will go ahead. But there are different types of interview, kinds of interview which will go through and check is the employee really capable of not or not. So first in that is direct interview. Direct questions will be asked, solutions are given based upon the question answer session and select or not selected. Indirect interview, the questions wouldn't be given directly, it will be hitting around the bushes, trying to go and around and round and asking a lot of questions to gain as much information as much they want. Patterned interview, the interview is designed in a proper pattern. First in, then this, second this, third this. So it will have a sequence. First I'll ask about what the employee is performing his task. Second about this, third about this. That is known as pattern interview. Under stress interview, in the interview the employer will create a stress for prospective employees. In stress interview, few kind of questions which are asked is like, which train you traveled was having which number, or maybe how many stairs you climbed. So they are putting a lot of pressure on you. You remember the car you came from, what is the car number? So they are trying to put a lot of stress on you, asking you to do a particular task, like throwing a particular product on you and asking them to sell it across. So that is where they create a lot of stress. These kind of stress interviews are usually for marketing guys and girls, because of the fact that involves a lot of stress in the task. Yes, at times operations also go through this kind of structure, and also all the functional heads would be asking different kinds of stress interview, that are they capable to work in that given time frame and give the output or not. Systematic in-depth interview will be more about systematically step by step in-depth questions would be asked related to the knowledge of the subject where they are going to perform the task, and also about his or her own personal lifestyle pattern, that will they be able to cope up with them or not. Board or panel of interview, wherein employee, a prospective employee, will be asked questions by a panel or a group of people. That is known as board or panel interview. Then the panel would sit and there will be different people throwing questions for different kinds of concepts. Group interview is more about group discussions. A topic will be thrown and everyone will get their own opinion about the topics and they'll try to discuss it out. That is known as group interview. So group interview again is a different way to select that the person is sharp enough. Is his eyes, ears are properly been functioning? Is he able to focus upon and get the employee? That is more about group interview. So these are different kinds of interview which functions. From interview, now we move on to the promotion. How do we promote an employee? Maybe internal, external, depending upon what is the requirement of the company. So promotion may be defined as placement of an employee to a better job, which results in extending prestige, salary, powers, duties, responsibilities. It requires more knowledge and skills to perform the job. So it is more about extending, it is more about encouraging, it is more about upgrading the employee's performance and the output. The basis for promotion may be competency or seniority. So competency means based upon his skills, seniority may be because of his experience. Both have got its pros and cons. Seniority should be basis for promotion for the job which does not require much competency. So who does not require skills, they will empower the employees to grow up on the basis of seniority. Now many of us sitting over here would disagree on this statement that seniority should be the basis for promotion. Now we have seen so many employees who have grown up in the hierarchy ladder in the corporate world, where we find a lot of CEOs at the age of 30-35 because of the next reason, that is competency should be the basis for the job which requires professional skills. So at times if it requires professional skills, check the competency. If it requires, say for example, observation, monitoring, then we might take seniority. So depending upon what is the objective, based upon that, the promotion should be done. And that is how the output would be delivered. So that is known as promotion. Next is transfer. Transfer can take place within the organization or maybe different level, different hierarchy. So whenever a vacancy is to be filled up internally, it is filled up by transfer of the same cadre person in the organization. Same cadre person in the organization is transfer. In many cases, transfers motivate the people because they may not be enjoying the work in earlier positions. So maybe they are not enjoying that work over there. So they grow up the hierarchy and they reach up to the levels wherein they are able to give the output more. That is where transfers motivate the people because they may not be able to work in earlier positions. So they are transferred maybe from one branch to another branch, transfer maybe from one position to another position in the same cadre, maybe from one area of operation of business to some other area of operation of business. These are all related to transfers. Next is job rotation. It is very important to keep the employees fresh. That is why whenever we go in banks, you will see job rotation taking place regularly. The employee who was a cashier, after 3, 4 or 6 months, you will not find him in cashier position. He may go in some other position. When the work is tedious, when the work is continually, you will find job rotation taking place. So whenever a vacancy is to be filled up internally, it can also be filled up by job rotation. Example, a production manager working there for 10 years can be transferred to planning department. So it has got constructive transfer, or you can say constructive job rotation, because he's moved from A level to the something else level. Due to the change in the job, the employee gets refreshed and motivated because he's able to increase his competency and to contribute better because of his experience. So his ideas are fresh and innovative. So his ideas are fresh, his mindset is innovative, and he's able to elevate his own progress and functioning in the business. Job rotation also improves multi skills in the organization. So job rotation also makes sure that multi skills is encouraged, he is equipped with a lot of new things, and he is able to live up to the expectation of the organization. So job rotation is another way how the encouragement of the employee internally can be done. So these are all different tools and techniques which are used in staffing. So staffing finally means what? Right person for the right job. For having the right person for right job, a lot of tools and techniques are used, right from recruitment to selection to training to development to transfer to job rotation to a lot of other sequences are used. So in a staffing process, the main objective revolves around the concept, just not from right person for right job, but there is a huge ladder to cross to move from right person for the right job, as it involves a lot of turmoil, transactions or functioning to get the right person for the right job. So this whole process of helping the right person to get the right job in a systematic manner, thereby ensuring that the company can grow, is known as what? Staffing. That's all from my end. I hope you all have understood this chapter properly, and that this is it. Thank you.